This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Denver is experiencing a surge in homeless pets, and the city's animal shelter urgently needs to make more room. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Check out White Chocolate, a three-legged Siberian Husky and Queensland Heeler mix, or Max, a pit bull terrier mix with good manners and a raging desire to cuddle. Both can be adopted for $10 through May 20th at the Denver Animal Shelter, which has reduced fees to $50 or less. The shelter says it's struggling to make room for new animals, and if dogs aren't your thing, you can always go home with cats, rats, turtles, or roosters. The fee pays for spay and neuter surgeries, vaccinations, IDs, microchips, and unconditional love. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A Cinco de Mayo celebration is coming back to Grand Junction's Main Street today. It's hosted by the Latin Anglo Alliance Foundation, which connects Grand Junction's white and Latino communities. Michael Archuleta is the group president.
The times these days is very divided, and I think this is one of the ways that we can all just join together, forget all our differences, and just try to be one.
The celebration's 40th anniversary will include food, kids' games, and street dancing at night. And Governor Polis has named a finalist to lead Colorado's new universal preschool program. Lisa Roy comes from Denver Public Schools, and she'll soon lead the state's new Department of Early Childhood and will try to rebuild a child care system devastated by the pandemic. You're listening to CPR News.